Folks, welcome to Trainwreck tonight. We are here at Studio D. Myself, the General, I got Maniac right next to me. I think Topher's already with his mom, because what are we calling this? Mother's Week. DJ Supreme, best producer, producer verse. He's been defiling himself now for the past...
Question mark.
We don't know. He is not around. But yeah, like I said,
he's not the PUP, physically unable to produce, but we're looking to get him back next week.
Phenomenal stuff from him all the time, but this is Mother's Week edition. Tonight's show sponsor, moms. Why?
Can't do it without them.
Cannot do it without them. Let's go.
How's the traffic?
Oh, you got
obviously, the first thing we got to get to, for all the soccer haters out there, how about that Huddersfield-Chelsea matchup today? A game where, in any other sport, it would not matter whatsoever to finish in fourth last place, but it mattered for Huddersfield today.
Oh, it made literally a world of a difference. We're talking about being, what, out of the Premier League?
Yeah, so you're going to Triple A.
Yeah, you're basically getting designated for assignment.
Yes.
If this happens. But instead, they draw against Chelsea, against all odds, and the party was on.
It's like, that's another great point too. It's not even like you won.
No, it's so sorry. They drew
against Chelsea, and they lost their mind. So, and the reason why, like you said, they were partying so hard, they're not being relegated. They're not being designated for assignment. There is no AAA for Huddersfield. And the interesting thing about them, they were, at the beginning of the season, the highest chance to be relegated.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it like about 60%?
58.
Like,
it was like 58%.
Yeah, pretty heavy percent.
And, I mean, just to see the fans celebrate, they were crying.
Yeah,
there were fans crying.
I mean, just imagine, like, the Buffalo Bills, like, just for a sake of reals, I'm like, if they don't win, they're going to the CFL. Like, if they finish
like,
to the bottom four,
but,
like, that would be terrible.
But do you like soccer for that? I think it's pretty damn cool.
Oh, it's intense. It's crazy. Yeah, I love it.
Because that prevents tanking.
I don't try to understand it, but I love it. That's what lets me love it even more, because I don't understand it.
And one of the best parts about this, too, 193-mile journey home. They had a flight. They canceled that party bus home.
And they don't have to do it. Yeah, when you are staying in the Premier League, you need a Premier party bus.
Crates of beer were spotted being carried down the Stamford Bridge Tunnel as the survival party began.
Oh, the party was just getting underway, and there were beers in the tunnel. And again, this is on a draw.
You didn't
Chelsea.
You didn't win, and you're not finishing the bottom three, and fans are crying.
Yeah.
It's like you
out
of
happiness,
Amazing.
Now, with that said, you know, I guess kind of similar. Pagula is buying the Bills when we learned that they wouldn't be leaving Buffalo.
That
kind of similar. A lot of people were emotional then, but yeah, to have it come down to an actual game, yeah, that's crazy. It just shows the greatness of soccer and the passion of those fans. As we learned in Eurotrip, all the best soccer games, you know, you need to take a bus trip, for sure.
For sure. And I don't know about you, it's on my bucket list to go to an EPL game. And just to get to Europe in general, but I really want to go to an EPL game. You can bet live at the stadium.
At the stadium?
You can go in. Yeah, you can bet the game. It's amazing. They all have those, like, Bet 365.
Bet 365, yeah, it's, like, up there, yeah.
I'm just saying, you can go to a
soccer here's the thing. I wonder if it's, like, the same as, like, a vendor at, like, a game. Like, instead of selling beer and everything, he just walks around with, like, a computer that has a live app. Like, you print out.
Swipe your card?
Yeah, parlays, money lines, over bets, get your over bets.
The stuff this guy thinks of, it's unbelievable.
It would be great. A guy walking through just taking live bets. You're going to see that at, like, baseball games within 10 years just to get people more, like, intense.
I hope so. I mean, I went to Bison's game today. You were at. I mean, it's dead.
They can't put people in the seats.
I
haven't seen a festive atmosphere there since Green was a part of the team's color scheme, if you can recall back then.
That's a long
time. That's a long time.
Jeff Mancuso.
Oh, of course.
Brandon Phillips.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the event that we go to every year for the UB party? The Blackout Horizons.
Yeah.
That's a rowdy crowd. Blackout Horizons. They sell some seats.
Even more demoralizing than the crowd, the fact that our legend, Celery, has been relegated to bucket duty during, like, the sponsorship games. Well, what's going on there? Who dropped the ball on that one?
So Celery's there and not racing. It's just a mascot that's walking around.
Literally walking around, just cleaning up after like when the other promotions and stuff were done. Like, this is a living legend. I want to see him treated the right way.
And you said Chicken Wing with the big win today.
Oh, Chicken Wing with a big win, shredded across the finish line, easy victory.
What about, was roast beef involved?
Roast beef on whack. I think it was bow as we call it. They were beat by about 10 lengths, and then. Wing strutted across the finish line, and like that made it closer. But you know, like, the strut was big.
Okay, another thing we got to talk about tonight: Fortnite.
Oh,
and
what can you say about it?
Not a lot, because I don't play. I have a stepbrother who is obsessed. Like, every time I go home, he's playing.
Carter?
I hear Carter.
Sebastian?
Cecilinski. I see, Ninja. I hear this guy's amazing.
Oh, Ninja is amazing.
Ninja's
sure.
Playing Drake, but I'm hearing Fortnite is actually affecting sports
and
athletes.
Well, not
what
only
have you heard?
Well, first off, it's a crazy game. Everybody plays it. It's a really great game because two factors. One, you don't have to be good at it for it to be fun, which is a key thing of any game. If you cannot be good at it and it's still fun, you won. The other thing is it's free, so literally everyone can have it. And, it's not like a $60 game where people have to make the commitment, like, oh, am I going to buy it or not? Or, people are on constantly. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Obviously, so people are playing, like, athletes, MLB players are playing on, like, the big screen at the stadium, like, when they're after warm-ups and stuff. Like, you see photos of that. But it's starting to affect players in a negative way, as we've seen, potentially, with David Price.
Did you hear about this? David Price...
Well, he has
carpal tunnel.
From playing too much.
And yes, and it, there's a quote saying it's like taking over his life. Like, it's like, there's like MLB players, professional athletes, playing too much video games and playing too much Fortnite. And like, I think of like old, like friends in high school who put in hours and hours of Call of Duty and like they did nothing else.
The Drew Belowski's of the world.
The Drew Belowski's, the Davey Corpanis. Like, way too much, way too much Call of Duty. But now, like, Fortnite's actually, like athletes are getting out of games, like, saying, I gotta go play Fortnite.
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Have you ever felt that?
It's a pop culture thing. Just like you said, Ninja, regarded as, like, one of the top streamers. Streamers are obviously, picking up as crazy, too. Esports, everything like that. This guy, I mean, he's amazing at Fortnite. I mean, when you watch some of his highlight videos or just his standard videos, I mean, without exaggerating, it's literally LeBron James and Michael Jordan, like, of this video game. Like, this guy is just amazing, phenomenal. But, yeah, so he's playing with Drake. He's playing with Quavo. He's playing with Juju. Like, is Juju, Quavo, and Drake on? It's, like, something he's, like, legit asking before he goes out to play squads. It's insane.
And what were you saying? How much money a month is this guy making?
I think last check he was around $850K a month.
I mean,
so, yeah,
are you kidding?
So that's about 10.
Can you get good at video games? I know you're good.
I can never get into, like, those kind of shooters, man, honestly. David Price was supposed to start tonight, too.
He got pushed back. Carpool tunnel.
Because of Fortnite.
Fortnite last
night.
Yeah,
it's not the first time. Yeah, that numbness in the hand has been bothering him since the first start against
So carpool tunnel is because you do the same motion too much.
Yeah, you're using it too much.
So, that's insane.
Piano players.
Can we get a Yankees-Red Sox update? Because let's start talking. Yankees-Red Sox, two of the hottest teams in baseball. Winner of tonight has the best record in the major leagues.
It's kind of like a Duke-UNC rivalry. Like, when you look at the Duke-UNC numbers, they're very even.
Yeah.
This year, the Yankees, I believe, started 8-8. The Red Sox started, like... Or no, the Yankees started 9-9. Red Sox started 17-1 or
17-2.
Something.
17-2.
And since then, the Yankees are 17-1, and the Red Sox are 8-8. So, like, they flip-flop based on their starts. But, yeah, they came into tonight tied for first place in the AL.
They both have the same record going into tonight.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Going into the... It's... Going to the bottom of the eighth right now, 6-5 Red Sox.
All
right,
6-5.
Can the magic happen again?
Of course, it's been happening all year. What else would you expect?
Best
stretch for the Yankees in 65 years. You take the 98 team that's set records. You take the Mantle, the Maris teams, even better than those guys. It's crazy. 65 years best stretch. Of course, that year capped off with a World Series title.
So, can we talk about the team across town? What happened?
Let's do it.
I mean, talk about a train wreck. We had a softball game tonight. awesome performance, put up 31 runs.
How many beers have people slugged before that game even starts? There were 3 to 4 deep, at least, every member of the Indians?
To be honest, I don't drink before softball.
Uh-oh.
But there's a lot of players that do, and I don't drink.
Oh, yeah.
I don't drink before softball. I take it seriously.
I do, too. I'm the pitcher. I don't want to be getting it lying back in my face.
Exactly. And the producer, Burrs, I don't know how he stops some of those balls. You see what that guy does before games. Holy jeez. But talking about a train wreck, what happened with the Mets today? When you texted me this, I could not believe it was real.
Yeah. So the Mets, not only as a professional baseball team, batted out of order today. They did so in the first inning of the game. So two batters in. You know, like when you're 5 years old and your coach is running down the lineup like before the game, like you're listening. You want to know where you're playing, everything like that. This is clearly just slipped their minds. Someone, I think it was Asdrubal Cabrera or like Conforto or somebody batted out of turn. And then like the funny thing about batting out of turn is when someone does it in baseball, you don't like point it out right away. Like right when the person goes in there. You wait for them to bat and then you point it out in the next batter and then it's an automatic guess.
See,
it's hilarious.
My biggest thing is first inning. If you're the guy on
first inning.
If you're the guy, you know how crucial it is to be on deck? How are you not like?
Yeah.
You know, like when I'm on deck, I'm ready before I'm on deck. I'm like in the hole, ready to line up, stand in the circle, get ready to go.
Taking
how are
cuts.
You like, it's the first inning.
The only equivalent train wreck I can think of: 2009 Carrier Dome, Syracuse football opening day against Minnesota. 30,000 fans in their free "It Starts Now" T-shirts. Greg Paulus at quarterback, Doug Marone at coach.
Oh.
First snap, over Paulus's head, going the other way, Minnesota ball. "It Starts Now" t-shirts. But yeah, it's just a disaster. I mean, "It Starts Now."
And a Russ Brandon, like saying, getting ready to marketing.
Literally game. Three words, "It Starts Now." And everyone was saying,
good.
No, but yeah, it's the fact that you could have a train wreck that early in the game, like, I understand it's like the heat of the competition goes and everything like that, but just so early in the game when... Yeah, you should be prepping and obviously know what order you're batting in. That's absurd.
Absolutely.
It speaks to the Mets and their struggles lately. They started, the Mets started 12-2. They're 6-15 since. How about that?
They were hot too.
Yeah, they were the best team in the league 15 games in.
Real quick, we're going to talk NBA. Can you give me a Celtics update?
Yeah, apparently it's a close game right now.
Al's Twitter is gaining legitimacy by the
point. So yeah, my play tonight, and I don't know if you agree with me on this.
I liked it.
76ers +1 in Boston. Game 5, I'm thinking Silver Snakes are out. More money, more games. Game 6 in Philly, potentially Game 7 in Boston. And I thought, you know, going into this series, Philly was the better team. You were telling me, my brother was telling me, Philly's -500 to win this series, and they're down 3-1 right now. And they can't bring this back to Philly. Game 6, update, time, score.
Okay, it's 10.5 minutes left in the fourth, and Celtics are up 3.
Oh my god, the process is back.
And let me tell you something right now.
Here we go.
Whoever wins this game tonight
wins the series.
100%.
I love that.
I'm bringing it right now. It's not even a question.
And so, winner obviously takes on the Cavs. Do you think either
lead
team,
off
do
double
think,
for the Yankees?
All right, bottom game. Lead off double. Let's go.
Do you think Cavs?
LeBron's playing out of his mind. J.R. Smith shot like 70% from three last series. That was crazy. But does LeBron have a chance to do what? To win the finals?
No. Do you think LeBron's like the obvious? Like he's going to the finals? Again?
Yeah, I think they're probably going to the finals. But with that said, and again, this goes back to Syracuse. I would never count Brad Stevens out of a series. His ability to make adjustments. They've persevered so far without Kyrie and Hayward.
I don't understand. That.
Yeah, and I saw it firsthand when his Butler Bulldogs upset Syracuse in the Sweet 16 that year.
Yep.
He's an unbelievable coach. I have a crazy amount of respect for him, but I don't really do that a lot of coaches, honestly.
So, Maniac, what's your take about the West? Yeah, Golden State, Houston, that starts on Monday the 14th. Do you think this is the other potentially, like, there's a different team? Or do you think it's Golden State again?
Golden State,
looking at Golden State, Cleveland again.
They've been, Golden State, I mean, honestly, and I tweeted this yesterday, I'm a conspiracy theorist through and through. I honestly think they've, like, slow rolled us to this point in the season, like, where they had to. They could have been blowing everybody out by 25, 30. They had a lineup. I forget who it was. It was like, Curry, Durant, and a couple other players, obviously. But that lineup, when they were in against the Pelicans in Game 4, a game they lost, they like outscored them by like 25 points. They only paid them for 15 minutes or something. So basically, I don't know what's going on, but maybe Curry's getting healthy. But yeah, the Golden State Warriors are going to steamroll the Houston Rockets.
Rockets open up as minus two favorites at home.
Yeah.
That's spread set, though.
Yeah. So, it's telling. It's telling of where the public perception's at right now. If you made it Golden State minus two, you'd get a ton of Houston action. Right?
Yeah.
Houston get too much, so they want balanced action. That's the name of their game.
Now, let's get to the NHL a little bit. Boston's out. Pittsburgh's out. Buffalo's rejoicing. Happy about that. You got a... What do you got here? You have a... what is it? Caps, Lightning, Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
And then tonight they have the night off. It's a Justin Timberlake concert in Nashville. And then you have Winnipeg, Nashville Game 7 tomorrow night.
I still got my Predators. I think they're going to win, even though the Jets have played tremendously this series. And I think
your Stanley Cup pick was?
My Jets cap, or my Caps Predators pick is still possible.
I swear.
Damn. I know, I'm money on these guys. What was your prediction again? Penguins?
Jets Maple Leafs.
Jets Maple Leafs. Ooh, okay, so you need to win tomorrow.
It's okay, all right, it's all right.
Yeah, it's not terrible. But there are worse predictions.
I have Jets winning.
To be honest, not even, it started kind of as a joke, like, and it has been for, like, the last year and a half, but Caps year. Honestly, it is. They're getting the breaks. They're winning in Pittsburgh. That OT goal was just, you know, it was almost like destiny. Like, you know, it was Ovechkin feeding
and
breakaway pass.
Jeremy White, he predicted that. He said, give me a Capitals OT goal to end that year, and boom, it happened.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh.
Jeremy White, just a man who gets what he wants. Gotta really respect that.
Winner of Jets, Preds takes on Vegas. I mean, can you say? I mean, Vegas keeps game after game, series after series, defying my odds. I'm thinking they're done, and they keep beating me, and they keep beating me down. I don't know what to do. Like, it's sitting at the point where, can I keep fading them?
Trainwreck Sports has accomplished so many things in this year and a half. Got Encore just completely shut down. Pete Weber.
Anywhere but Encore.
Pete Weber comes in right to the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Okay?
Yep.
Javad comes on, gets the promotion. Dallas right away, out of town. We might not have a bigger accomplishment on Trainwreck Sports than jinxing these Vegas Golden Knights all the way coasting to the Western Conference Finals. Insane the run that they've had. Unbelievable.
I mean, and my gut thought is they have no chance against Winnipeg or Nashville.
Yeah, really. Is. They're going to get run out of the building.
Even though they keep winning and keep... I still think that they don't have a chance no matter who wins.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
I've seen tweets that say they play both styles of games. So it's like they have a chance against them. I'm just like...
Who's Vegas going to get to pump up the crowd before game one? Like, if it's Nashville, what if they get, like, Garth Brooks or someone? Like, you know, just steal right from their heart.
No.
Do we have a Yankees update? I heard some commotion.
Okay, so we got a runner on third and first. Clavertor swapped with one out. So
one out, first and third.
I'm going to Kimbrel for the
we got to get up the quick Celtics update.
Kimbrel piss.
All right, so let's get that. And real quick, I want to ask you, NBA, NHL playoffs, what do you like more?
NHL playoffs for sure. The intensity is crazy. I love it a lot more.
Sixers up two.
Sixers up two.
Yes! Yes! Free money, baby! Let's get it!
Okay, and then, NBA gives you better, moments, here and there, with the LeBron winner,
yep.
Things like that. NHL just gives you an overall better product, the intensity is crazy, and playoff OT is insane.
Hands down, the best. And I agree, NHL playoffs, hands down, are better, but Talked made a good point to me a couple nights ago, when everyone says, you know what, the same finals every year are Golden State and Cleveland. If you look at the past, eight Stanley Cup winners... Chicago, LA. You know what I mean? If you look at it, Pittsburgh. There's not a lot of variance in the Stanley Cup winners. But the playoffs overall are better.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you can't predict that, obviously,
yeah.
But you're getting the same teams that are winning year after year. But it's good to see Pittsburgh finally out. We're going to get a new winner this year.
Yeah, of course. And just touching on NBA playoffs, our guy Donovan Mitchell. Little stat here. 268 playoff points. Most since Magic Johnson in 1980. That's more than LeBron, more than Jordan.
Supreme Donovan Mitchell.
Of course. So
it'll be
interesting to see what he does as a sophomore season.
All right, so we got this weekend, Mother's Weekend. Shout out to all the mothers. I know the Wrecking Crew, we're coming out with a special. All our moms will talk for a little bit on the story, whatever I post. And then the following weekend, we got Nickel City Con.
Next weekend, Nickel City Con. Imagine all your favorite TV characters, movie characters, all your icons that you've ever known in one spot. The Buffalo Convention Center, May 18th through 20th, Friday through Sunday, the weekend. It's going to be an amazing time.
Who's going to be there? Famous people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got famous people. You got, like, Lou Ferrigno, who played the Hulk. You got Hulk Hogan. You got all these, like, you know, celebrities that are going to be crazy doing signings, everything like that, as well as some of the best cosplayers in Western New York. The Wrecking Crew is going to be live with coverage then. It's going to be insane.
Will Tyrell Wallach be there?
Oh, Tyrell Wallach's going to be there. 5'9", F Society. That's all we can say. Spoiler alert.
That's all I'm going to say. Excited for these next couple weekends. Thank you for joining us tonight. So many tears?
No, to your mama.
To your mama?
Yeah.
Shout out. We have a quick birthday shout out. Coming up Friday. It's his birthday. You know? Nick in Tampa. Happy birthday, Nick in Tampa, this Friday.
Friday, Nick in Tampa. He loves calling, isn't he?
Oh, loves calling.
His train's not stopping down there. It
never stops.
So, once again, guys, thank you very much. Nick in Tampa, Friday birthday. Good night now.